Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kate Pope Hodel is back. Kate has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She works on special projects for KC SourceLink. She chairs boards for Network Kansas, which is a SourceLink affiliate. She's the co-author of Beyond Collision, How to Build Your Entrepreneurial Infrastructure. She's been part of the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation since she got out of high school. And she is a great resource for us. And the Kauffman Foundation, folks, is an organization I started telling you about in 98. Long time. I was blown away by the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor that they partnered with to create and continue to do. And she's our good friend, Kate. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for letting me talk to you this morning.
Always a pleasure to have you back on the show. Kate, I was telling the audience that your world is, you're a global thinker, but your effort, your network is more local, regional, in the heartland of America. And your SourceLink work, I know you probably got affiliates in different places, but you really do important work. You and your organization do really important work. You get more granular than a lot of the organizations out of Washington do. You get more granular. You roll your sleeves up. You get dirt under your fingernails with these folks. Tell us what's going on.
Absolutely. We are working with entrepreneurs every day who are calling the hotline. As you can imagine, the calls have gone up, and people looking for help have And so we actually put a survey out in the field last week just to sort of take the pulse. And as you can guess, 75% of the people said that they need financial help. 60% are really worried about revenue loss. 15% are worried that their business are going to close up. And some of the comments are just heartbreaking. My heart just goes out. You know, our cash flow depends on our clients coming in every day. There's no reserve. We won't be in business without capital help. We've had to go find other kind of work, and we've had to close down our business.
Yeah,
it's just they're worried.
And that's in less than a month. In fact, it's barely more than a week or so. I mean, even after 9/11, we never had. The economy flowed backwards. I wrote an article. In September, October of 2001, the economy flowed backwards, but that just lasted for a little while, and it wasn't like this. We didn't tell people to stay home. We didn't tell people to not go to close your business and tell people they can't go into business. We didn't do that.
You know, we've been saying that this is really the first recession that's being led by small businesses, and I don't think that our infrastructure and our elected officials really understand how to help. And so I know you have another guest coming on to talk about what's going on federally. What we're really trying to do at the local level is just to help people find the most current information, the most accurate information, and just give them as many tips about what they can do right now to try to keep their business afloat until things settle down. We actually have a joinsourcelink.com as our website /recovery has some connections to what people are doing with our affiliates around the country. And on KC SourceLink, we have a very specific set of information that talks about what's going on in Kansas City, where people can go to get help, ideas about what to do right now in your business. And, as you know, many of these companies are living, day to day. They're very small. they shouldn't even be thinking about taking on debt. So loan programs are not really going to be all that helpful
that's
to them.
The thing,
that helps the more
that's
immediate
the thing that Washington system. Doesn't always get. And I hope they're they're realizing that borrowing money is not what we really need to do. Especially, and even if we're going to borrow money, doing it through the SBA is not the way to do it either, because the SBA doesn't lend money. That's what I keep trying to tell people. Kate, you know this. The SBA doesn't lend money. The SBA guarantees money through a bank, and not every bank is set up to do SBA lending. Unless they found some new way to go for the SBA to actually get out into the – they don't even have enough people to get out into the field to do this.
Well, that's what they were saying about these disaster loans, is that the challenge is because those are going directly through the SBA, they don't have the infrastructure, and it's probably going to take 5 months.
They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it in a year. And we need to be able – it needs to be just barely more than using a credit card if we're going to really help these people, because here's the thing. Kate, and you know this. Today, Delta Airlines, Exxon, and IBM can, through their banks, can go to the Fed's discount window and borrow money. Today, they can do that. They can get the money today.
Absolutely.
And small businesses, if they need more than their local bank can give them on their own credit, on their own resources, then that can't happen. They're talking about giving us access to the discount window. I've talked about the discount window for 22 years. I don't know where it is. I don't know how to get there. Do I get fries with that? What is going on at that window?
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things we've seen with some of our affiliates is creating small, locally based loan pools that will basically tide people over until some of the federal dollars kick in.
Yeah.
And these may be short-term loans, or they may be forgivable loans. They may actually turn into grants.
But if they don't get here,
Denver,
if they don't get here, we can't. They're people who can't make payroll.
Well, exactly. And so these have to be locally based dollars that are deployed quickly. Denver's setting one up. I just heard from some folks in Atlanta that they're doing that. LA, and it's interesting. I listened to some folks from Galveston yesterday, and because they have experience with disaster, hurricane after hurricane, they're actually, I think, in better shape to deal with something like this than most communities because they have the infrastructure in place. And so that's one of the things, a lesson we could take.
I'm glad to see local communities like your Kansas City and other places coming out. They've got to help these people, because I will tell you, those communities, no community wants to see what their community looks like on the other side of this if those small businesses don't open back up. The problems that will be created on so many levels will shock them if they let that happen. 20 after, I should say. Right back with Kate Pope Hodel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.